Hello, and welcome to the Quantum Fit Podcast. I'm Taylor, and I am your host. This podcast is all about applying the different principles of quantum physics and quantum biology to your health and fitness. This gives us a holistic view of how different environmental factors, such as sunlight or cold, play a major role in your overall health. So I won't just be talking about diet or exercise and developing good habits. If you want to really make lasting changes in how you feel, think, and act, then I'd recommend you try to listen closely and have an open mind to what I have to say. Every day I'll be hitting you with a quick 7 to 15 minute long podcast. I keep it short like this because it makes it both informative and to the points so that you don't feel quite so overwhelmed with information. Also, currently I do not do any kind of advertisements. So instead, I ask that you share this podcast with a friend or family member if you enjoyed the message and gained something from it. I want to be able to spread quality and easy to understand content that everyone can take and use in their own daily lives. I would highly appreciate it. On to today's episode. Focus on the fundamentals. Today I want to talk more about this podcast's goal of providing health information to the average person. Right now I have this goal built into the introduction to every episode, so I'm sure you've heard it a million times by now. But I've never fully elaborated on what I want that to actually look like. I think it's important for me to go over it, since I feel like people are getting tripped up easily listening to some of the episodes. So, you know, for instance, the biggest issue that I hear is episodes can be really, you know, well, they're really science heavy and can be really hard to grasp. You know, the concepts are tricky, you know, they're complex. Or the vocabulary I choose to use can be too big or complex as well. And I totally understand it, and, you know, I don't think anyone is really complaining about it as a problem, per se. But, you know, I have been asked on more than one occasion as to how I know what I know about these, you know, science-heavy, complex things. You know, the only reason I'm able to keep up with any of this material is through constant exposure. You know, I don't have a medical or scientific background, aside from taking, like, engineering courses in high school. But, you know, that doesn't count. I didn't really do anything that was biomedical or, you know, I took, like, a biology class senior year. But, you know, that doesn't count. No, it's just through treating, you know, through constant studying and treating it basically like a job for like 7 years now, since I was 17 or so. And that's not meant to be taken as me bragging about it. It's just to demonstrate the point that this kind of material is hard work. You have to bust your ass to truly understand it. You know, even if, you know, you're regularly getting gold nuggets of knowledge fed to you through, you know, me or whoever else you may listen to or read from. And the main reason for this comes back to dopamine, one of my first episodes. If you're jumping into all of this, like, you know, jumping into all the new podcasts, you know, whether you're a newcomer or even you've listened to a few episodes already, you know, there's probably a decent chance you have low or on the lower end of dopamine, which is going to make it really hard to grasp the material. And that's just the way it is. I mean, hell, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I'm also still low dopamine. Much, much better than I used to be, but I still have huge potential for improvement. You know, I'm nowhere near optimal. And as you increase dopamine levels, it becomes easier to see from different perspectives and be capable of connecting dots you never could before. The material suddenly starts to make perfect sense. You know, and that's what happened
to me over time, fixing my environment, you know, actually eating right. I mean, I've gone through a whole, like, every freaking diet, you know, tried it all. Vegan, I definitely did the worst on. I think I was just having, pretty much just having vegan smoothies. I think I did that for, like, 6 months. After that is actually when I went full carnivore, so I kind of went a full 180 there. But that's when a lot of the stuff I had been reading suddenly started connecting because my environment got better and better. And that was also the summer I went and finally did lots and lots of sun exposure. And things really started to change. My dopamine levels started to surge. I mean, you know, I could just tell. I just feel better, sleep better. Critical thinking is better. You know, everything just kept ramping up, and, you know, that's just kind of the way it is. So until, you know, it's, in order to get to that point where things start to make sense, you know, the concepts I talk about, in order to get to that point, you need to start applying the basic stuff. Eat lots of seafood and meat while also tying your carbs to what's available in your local area. Get that morning sun and block that evening and especially nighttime blue light. Wear ice packs or take cold baths regularly to get that cold exposure. Buy a Magnetico,
a pad, whatever, it's a magnetic pad that you put under your bed or right under your mattress. That'll give you really, really good sleep. Buy or get a membership to a quality low EMF sauna. You know, build some heat shock proteins. That's another way. So, you know. Apologize for that. There was some loud sounds that were happening outside my apartment. So, continuing. The whole point of the podcast is to explain the details and mechanisms of why and how things work. But don't get hung up on those, you know, little details. It'll drive you nuts trying to understand everything in such a short time. Just take the basics away from episodes. Like knowing that cold is good for you and that there's, you know, quantum and biochemical reasons for it. That's it. That's really all you have to take away, you know. Is it required that you know the names of all of the biochemicals or that you always remember cold increases semiconduction within cells? No. You know, I'd never expect anyone to unless they're like a super nerd like I am for this stuff. You know, and you're constantly reading about it and stuff. You know, then, you know, you're getting that constant exposure to it. So, yeah, you're going to start remembering it. But otherwise, you know, much more likely you're going to forget things. So that's why you need to focus on the basics. You know, so, and again, realistically, I expect everyone to forget over and over again the different things they learn through this podcast. That's why the episodes are short and dense, so that you can jump right back in if you forget something and want a refresher. I myself forget plenty of the details too, which is part of the reason I do the podcast. Repeated exposure helps consolidate memory, so gotta take full advantage of it. So, you know, once again, today was, this podcast is definitely different. I hope you enjoyed it. Not really any mind-blowing information today, but it should serve as a good reminder to take things easy. Don't stress too hard about not knowing everything and, you know, not being able to do everything today. You know, like, you know, oh my God, I'm not getting as much sun exposure as I should be. Neither am I, you know, like, and I work in a hospital. We have, like, the absolute worst blue lighting possible. I mean, I wear blue blocking glasses, but it's still hitting my skin all the time. There's Wi-Fi outputters, whatever. Wi-Fi boxes, I guess, every, couple hundred feet or so? So you have constant max signal throughout the whole hospital. So I'm just, like, bathing in EMF and blue light constantly. But I do what I can outside of it, you know? So you can't be stressing it. And again, it's like, I forget details all the time, so don't worry about them. Just take baby steps forward and you'll begin an upward spiral.
I talked about with dopamine. When you increase dopamine, you'll naturally want to do things to keep increasing your dopamine levels. And so long as you keep making those little baby steps, eventually everything on the podcast and, well, everything else in your life overall will, you know, eventually things will suddenly click and you'll see the pieces fall into place. Things will start to make sense again because dopamine levels will increase, and just because you'll get enough exposure or whatever to the material, you'll suddenly understand things. So don't worry if you don't understand all of the heavy science, the, you know, sometimes overly complicated concepts. You know, just take away what you can and, you know, take advantage of it, utilize it, you know, as best you can. If you can only do a little bit, just do a little bit. That's fine. You know, every little bit is going to make a big, big difference. You know, I've talked about that before. Quantum difference when you utilize quantum, I guess, interventions to your health. You know, so even just little bits make huge, huge exponential increases in your health. All right, well, that's enough of that. So if you have any questions and comments, you can find me on Instagram at Real Quantum Fit, the Quantum Fit Facebook page, my personal Facebook page, Taylor Kelson, or through a voice message across the Anchor app. See ya!